Great. It's very good to be here. It's kind of quite... I'll just wait for you to rearrange yourself. It's very good and very and slightly peculiar for me to be here because this is the village I grew up in. And not just me, but Ali, my wife, is sitting with me. And we are sitting here just next door there to Auntie Gladys's house, my wife's auntie. And in the garden, there are the bodies of 9 cats all called Shoni. So it's interesting for me to be here because in a way, coming back here is coming back to the place where I learned all about the Mabinogion. You know, I used to walk around these hills and I'll say more about the relationship between place and story in a little bit really, but I just want to acknowledge the uniqueness of the event for me. It's a very unusual thing, I think, for a teacher to come back to their home village. You know, you hear the strains of how green was my valley in the background, you know, the boy comes home. But it's powerful, joking aside, it's powerful for me to do this. I hope we'll have an interesting couple of days together. So what I'm going to do to begin with, is I'm going to use this little implement here, which is a silver branch. Now, classically, the bards, when they came into the feasting hall or into a ritual place, they would shake a staff with silver bells that would indicate to everybody present that something different was about to happen, that they were entering, moving from ordinary space and time into liminal space. So what I'd like you to do just to begin with, you just want to close your eyes, and I'm just going to shake this staff for a little while and just listen to the sound, not just with your ears, but with your bodies. And then what I'm going to do afterwards is two little chants that, again, are something of the same purpose. I'll start off with the breath of the branch. Now I'm just going to do a simple chant based on vowel sounds. The chant is very simple. It's E-I-R-O, oo-oo-oo. I'm just going to start singing it. If you feel confident, if you'd like to, please join in with me. So it's E-I-R-O, oo-oo-oo. E-I-R-O. Next chant I'm going to do is the word awen, which is a Welsh word that has a number of meanings, but in a way it means the spirit of life, and its quality is it's like fire and water simultaneously. In sounding awen, you just sound it according and let the word take you wherever it takes you. So it's not like we're not trying to harmonize, you're trying to sound your own note. So again, I'll just start chanting it, and again, please feel free to join in your own way.
Oh.
So just feel the vibration of the chant in your bodies. Just letting yourself notice your body, notice your position in space and in time. In a moment, we're just going to be going round the circle to say our names and just to say a little about what has brought us here. So find your relationship to time and space right now. Be here in your body with the vibrations of the chant. And in time, be with what brings you here. Be interested in what emerges when you ask yourself that question. Maybe expected or unexpected. And just gradually bring your attention outwards. Notice what it is like to move from the inside space to the outside, and to notice that you're sitting in a group with other people. Notice what happens to your sense of yourself and sense of the world when you do that. So just be slow when you're coming out. If it feels too fast, go in again and then come out again. Notice the meeting of the inside and the outside. And then contact with people. Let's notice those two transitions.